Delta Greeley district officials canceled classes at all three schools this morning after learning that the temperature at the school bus garage read at least 50 below. It's happened twice over the past couple of years, and this is the first time this year. When it does happen, District Secretary Sharon Waldo says her office sends out emails to faculty and staff and notifies local radio stations, and an automated system gets the word out to parents telephonically.
There will be an alert now for all parents. There's an automated system that calls.
But the Delta Greeley District is the only one in the interior that has a policy of closing schools when it gets too cold. Even though Tok recorded its first official 50 below reading last week, the superintendent of the area school district says students shouldn't think they'll be getting out of classes on account of the cold weather.
You know, if the kids are holding out for a cold day, they're probably going to be out of luck for a while because we usually don't close school at all.
Superintendent Todd Pogue says he's never closed all the district schools due to cold in the 6 years he's headed up the Alaska Gateway School District. Pogue says the district had to make a rare exception to its hard line on weather-related closures earlier in the fall when it temporarily closed a couple of schools for repairs after hurricane-force winds knocked out power and peeled off roofing. That's pretty much the same policy as the Denali Borough School District, says Superintendent James Elliott. In fact, Elliott says it's pretty much the same policy for all the districts around the interior because extreme cold is just a fact of life in this part of the world.
I think most people that live in the interior who are at least aware that we have severe temperatures. This is Alaska. It's what we live with.
Fairbanks North Star Borough School District spokesman Bill Bailey says that district also does not close schools due to cold. He says the district's policy is to keep elementary age kids indoors for recess when it hits 20 below, and the district curtails field trips and other activities beginning at 30 below. Bailey says the district is much more likely to cancel classes when it's warmer, even temporarily, like during a Chinook, because that often means the roads are slick and that can make it hazardous to transport kids to school.
You know, we run into some rainy days and where driving conditions will impact student safety and staff safety. And at that point, we'll assess whether or not school should be canceled, but not due to cold weather.
In Delta, I'm Tim Ellis.